Tidally ho, neighborinos.
Laser 103.3's Morning Brews, intoxicating you with knowledge, sirs and madams.
I'm going to tell you about this Portland Bridge, but first, Wicket.
I'll give you the story. You guess the state.
Oh, okay, Florida.
You figured it out without any details whatsoever.
It's either Florida or Ohio every
Always.
Time.
Always, you're so right.
Mm-hmm.
A Florida man has been arrested on charges that he exposed himself.
Of course he did.
To multiple toll collectors over a span of 3 days. Always at 7 a.m., Mark Anthony Filiaw entered the cash lanes of these toll plazas. Workers told state troopers the man was naked, showing off his privates. He was then identified through photo comparison. His identity matched. He was then arrested and booked into the Osceola County Jail on Saturday afternoon. He now faces multiple charges of indecent exposure. You want to take a guess what this guy looks like?
I don't need to know what he looks like.
You can guess exactly what this guy looks like.
I'm going to guess that he's got a BMI over 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep, yep.
He's probably hairy.
Hairy on the face.
Right.
Hairy on the top of his head, but on the sides and back. But the middle is definitely not there.
Yeah.
Late 40s, early 50s,
right.
That kind of look.
Does it give a height?
I don't have the height on
mugshot?
Him. I don't have the height on him, but you can guess who's exposing themselves to toll workers.
To balance out the injustice in the world, did you see Megan Fox's VMA outfit?
Yes, I did.
Right.
I don't watch the VMAs, but for some reason that made it all over my social media.
Right.
God bless.
If you need a palate cleanser for your eyes.
I'm just Google this to make sure we're on the same. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is Megan Fox? She's only 35. God, it feels like Megan Fox has been around for a long, long time. But she is
unequivocally beautiful. It's not an opinion.
Pure sex.
It's a fact.
She oozes sexuality, and she's had kids.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She is perfect and lovely.
And she, her outfit yesterday, the VMAs, if you haven't seen it yet, go ahead and do it.
I mean, if you were to imagine Megan Fox in her natural state, her all-natural birthday suit state.
Pretty much.
And then just put some saran wrap on that.
Pretty much.
That's what she was wearing. And
it
was great.
Yeah.
Not everyone can pull that off.
She can.
She yes. absolutely can.
Yes, she can.
Mm-hmm.
Hidely ho, neighborinos.
Oh, no. No, that's not my neighbors out in Pleasantville.
I know. It sounds like West Des Moines. So, the beloved Simpsons character, Ned Flanders. I love how they describe him here, too, in this article. Beloved cartoon optimist, left-handed, beleaguered friend. I don't even know this word, Wicket. Man, it's embarrassing. Beleaguered? I've never heard this before.
Really?
I'm normally the one who knows all the words.
In a very difficult situation of a place of a surrounded by armed forces aiming to capture it or force surrender, beleaguered, a false belief or opinion.
Thank you.
The matter that's never mind. Who cares?
An avatar of neighborliness. On Thursday, it was announced that the Flanders Bridge in Portland is now the Ned Flanders Bridge.
Are
to
you
promote
kidding?
Goodwill and kindness. That is inherent to the fictional cartoon character. The City of Portland Bureau of Transportation has announced it, and thus it is so!
A bridge is named after Ned Flanders?
What I
Come hope, on.
I don't know if you're ever driving down, I think it's 9th Street, right around Locust. There's like some sort of auditory announcement. When you drive by it, it says something. I always do it too quickly, and then I freak out. I don't know what it says. It says something, though. It has to do with the crosswalk, I think. I hope that on this bridge, there's some sort of audio like this.
Idly ho, neighborinos.
Like, you drive by, and it just says it. That would be so great.
Somebody at the city council should have said this is a stupid idea.
It's Portland,
Ned
though.
Is Portland weird, I guess?
It's whimsical.
Okay.
It's whimsical. They have a sign that literally says, keep Portland weird.
My stepsister lives in Portland, and she's definitely weird.
Well,
so she that fits.
There are weird people everywhere, Wicket.
But Portland is seemingly
attracts them.
So they have a Ned Flanders Bridge. That's their landmark. Great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, we have landmarks here too, Wicked, in Iowa.
What is the weirdest, strangest, what's your favorite landmark in Iowa? 244-1033, besides the laser studio and my new fence. What is the strangest, weirdest, what's your favorite landmark in Iowa? 244-1033. And man, do we get a lot of answers already rolling in on Facebook.
Woo! Well, find one while I tell you what my... See, I haven't been in Iowa that long yet, but in Valley Junction, there's... I think it's a bar on the corner, and there's a large rooster above it, and it just makes me happy to go to the rooster bar, and I don't call it the rooster bar when I go there.
I imagine you call it something else.
I do.
Please keep our license, okay?
I will.
All right.
I'm very good about that, Wicket.
Finger on the dump button.
For you, mostly.
244-1033.
The laser. 244-1033.
Let us know your favorites.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
Out there on Highway 5 bypass, there's a mannequin out there with a wedding gown on. And if you look on the north side of the road, just past Norwalk, you'll see her waving at everybody.
Has this been around for a while? A mannequin?
Yeah, there's a mannequin out there. Somebody redressed it recently, and now it's in a wedding gown. What? And it's right off on the kind of on the ditch down that way.
Is this a well-known Iowa landmark, or is this just something weird that you found?
I don't know so much about a landmark. It's just strange. I don't know who put the mannequin out there, but it's been there for a while. But it's in a full wedding gown.
It feels like you tripped and fell into Tim Burton's Corpse Bride fever dream.
If you say something on the radio, I'm sure somebody else will know about it.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Phones are lighting up right now. Hey, Laser, what's your favorite landmark?
It's tough to say it's your favorite, but it has a certain place for you. But the memorial for Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper, where they all, their plane crashed.
Yeah.
Literally. It's in a field in the middle of nowhere. It kind of gives you goosebumps if you visit it.
It's not like this big, giant attraction. It's just there and marked from the crash in 1959.
A vinyl, I think, and like a pair of glasses. Yeah, it really gets you, I think.
We will add that to our list. Hey, Laser, what's an interesting landmark here in Iowa?
Yeah, I grew up in Iowa City, and Black Angel.
What is Black Angel?
So it's a superstition in one of the cemeteries that if you touch it, you will die. Anybody who's ever touched that has turned up dead in some way, somehow.
Well, we're all going to die, Christina. So.
No, it's like within.
Spoiler alert!
It's really like sooner than you're supposed to. It always is really weird. My dad always told me like scary stories, and it was always the Black Angel, how they ran up it. To it, try to touch it, and it was a friend, and then like the finger broke off or whatever, something stupid, you know, as a kid, and then it's tapping on the window trying to cut you. But yeah, some Iowa Cityan always has their own story for it.
This sounds like an M. Night Shyamalan movie is what this sounds like.
But did you touch it?
No, I always want to go back to it, and I'm too chicken to do that one.
Like, I don't believe in a lot of that paranormal stuff. It's not my
really?
Thing. No, I don't believe in aliens coming down and cropped all that stuff. But I don't think I'm messing with the Black Angel of Death out of Iowa City.
I know that you got 7 COVID tests over the weekend, Wicket. I mean, if you touch that, how many tests would you have to get to before 150? Wicket.
Yeah.
Don't go out there.
No, I don't want to. No.
Although I'm definitely going out there for Halloween at midnight, the witching hour.
Oh, God.
What says Facebook? What are some of the comments coming through?
A lot of people loving the I-80 truck stop. We're looking for your weird, favorite, odd, interesting Iowa landmarks. Mandy lives in Sac City, the home of the world's largest popcorn ball.
Yes!
And in Avoca, Robert likes the Volk Spider, which is a black Volkswagen Volkswagen bug up in the air, but it has 8 spider legs.
Oh.
It actually looks kind of, I hate spiders, but it actually looks kind of cool.
You know, my little black convertible roadster would look great with some giant spider legs on it.
And you just crawl it all around them all.
Oh, what a great idea for Halloween.
244-1033, the weird, strange, interesting landmarks in Iowa that make Iowa
awesome.
What it is.
Awesome. If you're on the phones, we will be right with you. 244-1033. Most remarkable Iowa landmarks.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
There is a lime field out in western original Des Moines. And at night, under the moon, that thing looks like it glows. So we've always called it the Lost Planet.
Should I bring a bottle of Patron with me and just go to town out there?
You certainly could.
Yeah, you bring the salt and the shots.
Yeah, exactly. And the limes are right there.
And then I got, you know, on that mannequin on Highway 5.
Of course.
That thing used to be camouflaged. One morning I'm going out driving to work, and I saw a cop standing out there. He had stopped and was looking at it through binoculars to try and figure out if it was real or not.
Is that why it's now in a wedding dress and it gets dressed up in non-fatigues?
Change it every now and then. It's funnier than hell. You got to see it. You can't see it going east. You can only see it going west.
Okay.
I'm concerned about this poor mannequin being violated by, like, that toll driver who is exposing himself. I mean, there are crazy people out there.
Maybe.
Hey, thanks for the phone call, man.
Bye, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Thanks for holding. Tell us about your favorite landmark.
Okay. My favorite landmark's a little unknown spot in central Iowa, right outside of New Providence, about two and a half miles, called Regent's Park, and it happens to be haunted.
Haunted?
Yeah, the park does. So if you're out there at overnight during full moon, you can usually hear a blood-curdling scream from a woman.
Well, what's the story?
Her husband got mad at her and stabbed her over 50 times.
This is right up Heather's alley. This is something I want nothing to do with.
This is like an episode of Supernatural. Wicked!
No.
You're the Sam, I'm the Dean, because I'm the more manly one.
I'm not going out there. No, thank you. I don't need a blood-curdling scream. I hear one every morning.
Hey, Wicket, you know, come out there. I'll come. We'll have a camp out one new moon.
No! I'm good!
I'll be out there.
I'm good.
Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
Laser, tell us about your favorite weird landmark.
Actually, can I do a reach out?
I don't know what this is, but do it.
Okay, so that lady that called in about the Black Angel?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I also grew up in Iowa City, and I was just hoping that maybe if she wanted to go back, we could do it together.
Oh, so this is like a Craigslist misconnections?
No. I remember seeing the Black Angel because I graduated from West High, and I haven't seen it forever, and she said she's never touched it, and I have, so I was like, well.
So you're like, I have experience, she sounds vulnerable
I'm
and young.
I'm still alive.
Right.
I see.
What's your name?
Robert.
Robert, what's your last name? She can stalk you on Facebook if she'd like to meet up and go to the Black Angel of Death with you.
There you go.
Olmsted, Olmsted.
There you go, Christina. You got a date waiting for you. Find Robert on Facebook.
He is still alive. That's the minimum requirement for a date. His heart is beating.
There you go. Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. All right, Tony, what is your favorite weird, strange Iowa landmark?
Well, I live down in Albia.
Oh, yeah.
And in between Albia and Avery, there's this little tiny cemetery out in the country where some guy built three little pyramids. One of the pyramids has like a room that you can kind of go down into. Supposedly, he wanted to be like his body displayed in there when he died, but obviously that never happened. But it's just the tallest one, the biggest one's about 10 foot tall.
I feel like you'd go there and accidentally trip and fall into an Illuminati meeting. Yeah, creepy is up my alley, not so much Wicked.
No, I'm good.
What other landmarks? I mean, the comments are pouring in on Facebook. We're going to be busy until 2027, I think, hitting all these things up.
Nathan says you got to check out the Superman in a phone booth in Woolstock.
Yes.
Candace and Rachel are talking about Pinky, the pink elephant, in Marquette. It's outside of a casino up near the Illinois border, northeast part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, this one is interesting to me. I didn't know about this in Brayton, Iowa, the tree in the road. So there's literally a tree in the middle. It's a giant cottonwood now. It was planted a ways back in the middle of the road. So it's like it created its own roundabout almost. You have to go right or left to get around the tree in the road. And then Robert says the coffee pot water tower in Stanton, Iowa. It's a big water tower, but they put a spout and a handle on it to make it look like a coffee pot.
Full of coffee, please say
that's
yes, Robert.
That's the one thing that will keep Heather caffeinated is a water tower full, a silo of coffee.